This is the Big Leap College Bound, Episode 10.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Today, let's talk about your job as a parent and how you're going to figure out what you're supposed to do. And while your kids don't come with a manual when they're born, you do have a manual for parenting in your head. It was written by all of your previous life's experiences and what you think about those experiences. It's about how your parents treated you, how you thought your parents treated you, what your parents said a parent should do, what your friends and leaders and government and relatives and celebrities said that parents should do. It was written under the influence of parenting books you've read, by TV shows, magazines, social media. And it's usually not social media directed at you. It's directed at someone else. But you absorb how you would be criticized or praised if you did the same thing. When you see on Facebook that someone is making their child pay for their own college, even though they're financially able to pay for it themselves, you get to see if people are criticizing them for it and think they're being harsh in a time when people are delaying marrying or starting a family until they pay off their student loans. Or you get to see if people are telling them that you know, this is awesome. They're building character for their kids. It'll carry them through their whole lives. We absorb these opinions of parenting. And I remember being critical of a friend of mine because she fed her kid dinosaur egg oatmeal for breakfast when he was 3. And I thought, well, I would never feed my child oatmeal with candy in it. We all know that's bad. My manual was very clear. And guess what I was doing a few years later? I had my own children and I was buying dinosaur egg oatmeal 2 at a time so I wouldn't run out. So I'd have those precious few minutes in the morning while the kids were scarfing down their candy disguised as oatmeal. Do I recommend candy oatmeal for all kids? No, but it was right for me at the time. And I remember what a rough time I gave myself because I felt like I wasn't being a good parent. I was breaking the rules of my parenting manual in my head. At the time, past Ellen was judging current Ellen. We're trying to do the right thing, when the right thing is actually just a book of rules created in our head to please other people or based on what other people think. A lot of the time, we don't even know we're trying to please other people. We just think, hey, it's obvious what's right and wrong in this situation. We also have very long and thick manuals about ourselves that we expect other people to have read and know. It's about how other people should behave and how they should treat us. Only they would do things the way we think they should, we would be happy. If my kids would stop being grumpy, I'd be happy. If my husband would make dinner every night, I'd be happy. If my mother would stop criticizing my hair, I would be happy. But we're just as hard on ourselves with our rules about parenting, because the stakes seem so high when it comes to our children. Somewhere underneath our other beliefs, there's one that says, I have to parent my child the right way or I will have failed. And you may think there's a right way and a wrong way to parent. When I can tell you for sure from all my research and all the moms I've coached that what's right for one family is not right for another. You've probably seen that if you have more than one child. What's right for one kid is not right or effective for the other. Because all of these rules in your manual, your parenting manual, don't take into account the free will of the children. The manual in your head about how to parent puts an unusual amount of burden on you as a parent for the entire happiness of the family. It's such a heavy weight to carry to have to make sure everyone's living their best life. But in reality, we can't control their happiness or their thoughts or their actions or any of their feelings. We can only create our own thoughts, feelings, and actions. We can't physically or mentally make our children happy. It's stressful because you literally can't make it happen. When what you want and reality don't line up, it's a recipe for stress. What I mean is, you can't make your teen not feel badly that they didn't get asked to the school dance. You can't make your child happy to see their grandparents. You can create consequences. You can tell them what to do, but you just can't make them have an internal feeling they choose not to have. It's not possible, and it's not your job. It's not your job to make your child think a certain way. You can't make them want to go to the college that you think is right for them. You can bribe them and coerce them and influence them and talk to them until you're blue in the face, but you can't make them want it. A lot of the time you can get them to do what you want. You know how to push their buttons. You want them to have an epiphany and see why pursuing a degree in nursing is not a good choice. You want them to wake up and realize how smart you are. But that's not your job, because it's impossible to make them want something. Now, that's not to say you should stop trying to give them facts and opportunities and the benefit of your wisdom. Not at all. Do that. But if your sense of parenting is wrapped up in controlling things you can't control, you're signing up for emotional turmoil. You can't change their wants. You can't change their feelings. You can't change their thoughts. So those three things you can take off your list of duties as a parent. It's off your back. So here is a list of your job as parent. First, manage your own thoughts, feelings, and actions. Do it in a way that's engaged and compassionate and curious. This includes what you say and what you do. Use your own values and priorities to parent in the best possible way, no matter the outcome. Be clean in your process of parenting. Do what you think is best. And the second part of your job is to love the heck out of your kid. That's it, those two things. That's your job as a parent. If you put your energies in just those two things, I promise you, your effectiveness will soar. Some of you might try to add things to your job, like make sure my kid is polite and responsible, or get them to live up to their potential. Oh, that's a big one. Getting them to live up to their potential. But that is, unfortunately, not possible for you to achieve, because that's on their list. You can offer suggestions, model the behavior, and try to influence, but what they think, say, or do, believe, and feel is totally up to them. You can do the things that support your values. You can parent in the way that offers outcomes you think are in the best interest of your children. That's a great way to parent, but you're not on the hook for the outcomes. Parents are trying to parent correctly, whatever correctly is in their social group. And they're doing it for the fear of feeling badly. You think you'll be judged. You think you might fail on some level. You think your kids might resent something you do later on. And how do you grade parenting on outcome? Then if you have a child with a severe illness, are you a failure as a parent? That just doesn't make sense. When you realize you don't have control over your children's thoughts, feelings, and actions, you can step back and take a breath and not be so hard on yourself. And I know some of you are thinking that I'm giving a license to slacker parents to do nothing, to throw up their arms and say, hey, that's not my job. But I'm saying just the opposite. I'm saying you can do the thing you think will be the best for your child without being upset by the results. You're doing all the same things you would if you thought you could control your child's thoughts, feelings, and actions, but you aren't beating yourself up if the results are different than you thought they were going to be. Because your job as parent is to be as clean and clear about your thoughts, feelings, and actions. There's no one else that can do that for you. So you've got to stay in your lane and do it for yourself. Spend your effort figuring out how to be the best example you want to be for your child. If you want your child to respect you, be sure to respect them and set boundaries for yourself so that they know how you want to be treated. And give them consequences. You can set house rules or family rules and carry out the consequences when the lines you've set are crossed. But it's not your job to get your child to like the rules or the consequences, or be happy and jolly to be around all the time. I know we'd love that, but there's just some things we don't have control over. All you can do is be the best you can be. To love your teen and all their teenage messiness, no matter what they do. And because it sure feels better to love them than to feel anger towards them, or frustration or fear. How would you parent differently if you knew your kid was going to come out fantastically, no matter what you did? That should be a clue as to what your job is as a parent. It would probably involve having more fun with them and less nagging. Just because you stop trying to control things you can't control doesn't mean you're becoming less engaged. Usually it's the opposite. When you stop twisting the screws on your teen, they usually feel freer and they're more open to hearing what you have to say. I mean, that's what you really want. When you stop trying to control things you can't control, it brings you closer. Staying out of their business and focusing on your own can be one of the most caring, generous, helpful parts of your job as a parent. Let me give you an example. I used to think that my job as a parent was to be home when the kids got home from school. This is when they were younger, like elementary school age. I didn't hold that same value for other people. It didn't make someone a bad mom in my mind if they weren't at home. I thought other working moms were great, but for some reason, I didn't think that applied to me. I thought to be a good mom that I had to be there in the afternoon for them. And there was a pretty strong belief that I should have to do this. When I was able to step back from that thought that my job was to be home with them, I became so much happier. I was able to drop the belief that to be a good parent, I had to be home every afternoon when they got off the school bus. And I stopped feeling trapped. And I was a lot more pleasant to be around. I'm sure you can imagine the difference in being around a person who feels trapped by their kids 24/7 and someone who feels free. Now here's the really interesting part. I didn't change anything except my thinking. I didn't get a job that worked outside my home. That had before had been one of my ideas. I didn't get a job that worked outside my home, and I wasn't away from home any more than before. It was only my thinking that had changed. I was able to tear down those mental bars that I put up. I stopped thinking I was trapped. There was no one but me who had this parenting rule for me. No one else actually said I had to be there, be at home. It was all of my own making. And that's what most of the torment of parenting is. It's rules that you've made, beliefs that you haven't stopped to question and ask if those beliefs are serving you. And that's what I wish for all parents, to stop and question the rules in your head to see if they're serving you. So your job as parent is to be true to who you are and who you want to be as a parent and to love your teen madly, crazily, wonderfully. It's a pretty incredible job. Enjoy. Until next week, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.